You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. The J-Dub 561 Show. The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy J-Dub 561, and you are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got an amazing show for you today. Today on the show, we have the one and only Hillary Jane. Woo! It's going to be amazing. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. We got a live interview with her. Plus, we're going to be playing a lot of her amazing hits. But before we do, Hillary, can you kick off this show?
Hey, I'm Hillary Jane, and you're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
Yeah. Like, how you gonna live as a Christian? Like, how you gonna live out a mission? Like, how you gonna run through the city and pray for the homeless, but not for the wicked? You just sitting up pew as a critic. I would look up like y'all too religious. I'm like, this is for me, I admit it. I said, this is for me, I admit it. Had some brothers who smoking a dank. I can't judge them, I know that I can't. Cause I look at my mama with hate. I made all my music for me and promoted it so I could blow it one day. And God told me throw it away. Like people once passing the J. Went to college, he changed my life. 22 and I'm living for Christ. And I'm about to marry my wife. And I ain't gonna marry her twice. I ain't rapping to put on the ice. Talk to PB, we rolling the dice. Never lied on my head like lice. But I gave him a heavenly swipe. I don't need my name and likes. I'm just riding through the city in a focus. Yeah, the devil saying do something bogus. I can't do that. I used to lust on them women until I find out where the truth at. Whenever you look at my life, you should see that is right. You should see where the fruit at.
There's only one to look at. I was in middle school packing my boot bag. This is my story, don't ask where my book at. I was just trying to fit in with the cool cats. I got my brothers, we rode through the city. It felt like my music had two fans. Back in the week, they was all trying to hit. Had a chip on their shoulder like Cool Ranch. I cannot give in, I'ma be who I'm made. Yeah, the industry wants you to change. Can't sell my heart to the game. I got loyalty deep in my veins.
Yes, sir. I bet, think about life right now, I'm thankful. God so great, you could always say thanks. Yes, I was on the quest, trying to pray for saints. For the team a little bit, I'm great. I was so anxious, my heart would just beat, no patience. Until my mind started changing. I remember when my mama was fired. I remember when my daddy was fired. I remember moving so many times. God always kept the family alive. I tried to live with the weight on my back. Had too much on me, I cracked. I ain't trying to go back, I ain't trying to go back. I'll admit that,
Like, how you gonna live as a Christian? Like, how you gonna live out a mission? Like, how you gonna roll through the city and pray for the homeless, but not for the wicked? Used to sit in the pew as a critic. I would look up like y'all too religious. I'm like, this is for me, I admit it. I said, this is for me, I admit it.
Than I know myself, sympathizing everything I felt, realizing that I need your help. You got me. Can't erase what you always done. Can't undo what you've overcome. Can't believe that you caught me love. You got me. When there's no one else, when I'm all alone, when the window's down,
you got me.
You never left me, you never will. With my belief in everything I feel, you pull me back to your perfect will.
You got me.
I put your truth on replay.
Tracks, gotta let you know my mind's on replay. Everything the truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I need your truth on replay. Truth on replay, replay.
That was Replay Remix by Hillary Jane. And before that was Back in the Wick by Hovi. This is the Hillary Jane episode. We got so much more Hillary Jane music coming your way. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 show on 89.9 WCNO. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
Losing my life. Woo! Losing my love life. This song.
When it all come together, together, yeah. I just wanna know why you couldn't find somebody better, okay? Guess I'm the man for the job. And I wanna tell my family I love them, but I don't really see them enough. It's getting real crazy, I just wanna go back home. And my sister got engaged on Instagram and I didn't even know. Sick and tired of watching my entire family grow up in a phone. Her friend texts me like, where were you at? Yeah, we didn't even know, no. And is this the life that I signed up for? Is it worth it? Oh, yeah, yeah, it's worth it. Well, they don't have to grow up like us. Yeah, that's a blessing. And I don't want to see them go through hell when they could be in heaven. Heaven, yeah. I'll be going on my own, yeah, yeah. Leaving everything I know. Losing my life, losing my life, losing my life, yeah. I'll be going on my own, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mortar, losing my life, losing my life, losing my life.
Okay, I'm in the skylight. I guess it's what they mean by the high life. Went to Vegas, didn't care about the nightlife. Killing these shows and flying right back to my wife. Back on the ground, back on the grind. Songs got the right, I can't keep them inside. Songs that we're making not only for rating. Cause honestly, my fam can't eat your legs. What should I do? What should I say? I asked the father, he told me keep writing. Said Fern in this life with this talent I gave you. You can only many to me, that's a promise if we're being honest. I haven't been perfect, but Lord, you have always been there when I needed you. I've been through hell and high water, consistently let you down, but you love me through. You tell me I'm your son. How did I deserve such grace? Me, I sold cocaine that would numb your brain to the point you say how much blow you take. Firm, bruh, that's enough with the drug talk. That's for those still stuck in a drug walk, feeling distant, debt to the world cut off. Here's a song just for you to help you go on.
Uh-huh.
going on my own, yeah, yeah. Leaving everything I know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Losing my life, losing my life, losing my life. Yeah, Lord have mercy on my soul. Leaving everything I know. I've been running all alone, alone. Yeah, you know I'm a.
Hey, that was Deja Vu by Hillary Jane. And right before that, we had Martyrs by Social Club Misfits. Amazing group right there. But hey, this is the Hillary Jane episode of the J-Dub 561 show. Woo-wee! It is going to be amazing. We got Hillary Jane in the building, y'all. And it's going to be awesome. I just want to say thank you to all the people out there listening and supporting. Because if you don't know that this show is a listener-supported show. And so many people have stepped up to that call, and it's blowing my mind. It's like, straight up one of those emojis with the mind getting blown. It's blowing my mind. I had no idea when we first started this just a few months ago what was going to happen and transpire, but it has been amazing. So thank you so much to everybody out there who are donating. I appreciate you. And yeah, just thank you so much. If you want to support this show and help this show continue to keep on going and keep on the air, there's three ways that you can give. Really, really easy. The first way is the traditional way, by just writing a check to WCNO and then put in the comment section, it's for the J-Dub 561 show. So that's real easy. The other way that you can give is you can go to the website, the WCNO website, and give online. That's www.wcno.com, and you'll see a donation option right there. But just like a check, make sure you put in the comments. There's a little comment section. Make sure you put in the comments that it is for the J-Dub 561 show, because if you don't, it doesn't support the show. So, and then last but not least, there is a way to give through text, and the text number is 24365. And what you do is you text the word WCNO to the number 24365. That's like 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 24365. Text the word WCNO to 24365, and it will take you through the donation process there. Real simple, but again, make sure in the comment area you put it for the J-Dub 561 show, and that way those funds will make its way to support this show. So thank you so much, everybody, for doing that. You shouldn't be amazed when God works. Because when God wants something, he makes it happen. Come on, baby. Come. Woo-wee! My God owns the cattle on a thousand. He owns everything. He made everything. He got the answers, Sway. He got the answers. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. So I shouldn't be surprised that he is making a way, paving a way, providing for this show every step of the way. But he is. And I am so grateful, thankful, and humbled by that. If you want to connect with me, you can do that by hitting me up on Instagram. I'm pretty much on there all the time, like a little 13-year-old girl. My Instagram account is JDUB561. That's at JDUB561. And you can just drop me a DM there. You can follow me and check up with me. And I post a lot of scripture, a lot of inspirational stuff on there, too. So check me out on there. And the other, if you want to shoot me an email, my email address is bookjdub561. That's bookjdub561@gmail.com. You can shoot me an email if you want to contact with me, or you can get on my newsletter list. And this is what I'm doing every week. You listen to these songs, you're like, oh, yo, what was that song he played? I send out a list every week of all the songs I play, plus a quick devotional, and also what's going to happen on the next show. So if you want to be a part of that newsletter, you can go to my website and sign up for the newsletter. My website is JDUB561music.com. That's JDUB561music.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter. Plus, I got brand new merch. Woo! I got merch. I got hats and all kinds of stuff. You can check it out on there. Also, follow me on Spotify. I'm trying to get that Spotify game going hard. And I got a link for that in my website and also on my Instagram. But hey, guys, enough of that. We are going to get into this. This is the Hillary Jane episode of the J-Dub 561 show. So we're going to get back into the music, the Hillary Jane music. And plus, we got Hillary Jane in the building! Woo-wee! But let's get into this next song. It's Miracle by my man, Aaron Cole. I know you're going to love it. Here we go.
202 down. It's just the beginning. Hey, this is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. Yeah, made it through all the tears. All the time, see release for my life on the line. Instincts make me wanna just run. I'm tryna make it home to the moms. Tryna praise God with the rhymes. Run the light, ain't no need for a gun. One bad move and I'm done. Tryna keep calling me.
adoring me. I don't wanna fall, and yeah, you a dog, but please do not talk to me. Yeah, I think about everything I did in life. I ain't got love left, and I ain't even right. A lot of things hard, but he saved my life, and I'm still right here. I'ma praise on sight, praise on sight. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, really came from the mud, like, from the dirt. Like, you don't feel me, man. I be looking back like, this is America. This is America. Hey, made it through all the tears, all the pain, through the gears. This is America. Hey, yeah. I keep telling God that I gotta get out of this living. Took everything in me to stop. So much aggression I kept in a bottle. I had to get active just for it to pop. Everything I invested fit perfect like Tetris. We stack any better, we buying the block. Who's VA? I'm talking for real, I seen for real, for real. Thinking back, I'm still stuck in the mind state. I could have been boosting the crime rate. My mama kept praying in broad day. Why would I care what y'all say? They say it's a miracle. These blessings keep coming hysterically. I pray through the storm cause he hear me. Yeah, know he hear me. She.
Miracles keep happening. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man. Yes, I ain't settling. Oh. Miracles keep happening, they keep on. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, but I ain't settling, no, no.
This is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. Yeah, made it through all the tears.
The feeling I shouldn't feel this way inside, all tangled up without any reason. This heart that's in my chest, it don't match up what's in my head. I'm scared, I'm trying to do this without you. You're the God that calms my fear. You're the God that draws me near. You're the God of always. And I know you live for me.
my prime. They see the gray in like retirement time. But when the flow hit them, it's like they turn into chimes. I guess some silence in the noise, like I'm killing a mime. Look, stop throwing rocks if you living in a glass house. I'm about the business of my dad, that's what I rhyme about. I'm about to challenge where you're going when your time's out. Oh, you can't know, that's why I throw this line out. Jesus is king and he was king before Ye said it. God could snatch whoever he want, so I'm indebted. And it's obvious this whole rap game, it need a fix. But Liv ain't the Pope, but Christ up in your mix. New school or old school, yo, really don't matter. Either way, I'm repping Christ, but I prefer the latter. Still, I ain't climbing out, I'm like classic vintage wine. I only get better with time, beat the line.
A little older and wiser. Proverb and two-edged with our focus and eyes up. Showing many how we still lift the name of Christ up. Never stop doing that, doing that. For years so underrated. Never bothered us because we know he's the greatest. Let the world know that Jesus is so amazing. Never stop doing that, doing that.
So flow dudes back at it with the boom baddie. Still rattling low in theories, heads getting nappy because they love it. Loving how we never left our beginnings. Wondering how we still winning. The formula's still simple. Keeping Christ first in the temple. And let him help me tell you about the things that I've been through. Lifting his name is essential. Facts, because the God vision is clear even without my contact. Alright, okay, on my chest now. But God's word is more like my bulletproof vest now. Ephesians 6 with it. Even with my grades, we hit you with that energetic petrol. Question your little gimmicks. And your wives like Annie Lennox. White a shade cause of our wives. Our lives are getting to see much brighter days. Where that worship and mercy so much you think I own it. It's just a couple of gifts from God. Thankful for every moment.
A little older and wiser. Proverb and two-edged with our focus and eyes up. Showing many how we still lift the name of Christ up.
Never stop doing that, doing that,
doing that,
doing that.
For years so underrated. Never bothered us because we know he's the greatest. Let the world know that Jesus is so amazing. Never stop doing that, doing that,
doing that, doing that.
Never stop doing that,
doing that,
doing that,
doing that,
yeah. Never stop doing that,
doing that,
doing that,
doing that,
yeah.
Here it is. I'm so excited. This is the Hillary Jane edition of the J-Dub 561 show. And right now, live on the show, we have none other than Hillary Jane herself. Woo!
Woo, woo! Hey!
Hillary, how you doing?
Great. I'm doing really well, and I'm thankful that you brought me on. Really excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited. I'm a huge fan. You're an amazing talent, and I'm so glad that you're on the show today, but you got a lot of stuff going on. You got something really big coming up here.
Oh, yes. Very big. Literally and figuratively.
Literally, right? Why don't you tell everybody what's about to happen in your life here?
I am, in about 2 weeks, going to have my first child. So I am crazy excited about that. I'm trying to switch over into mom mode. It's funny because as you get older, I'm only 27, so I feel 21. I feel young. I feel vibrant. Like, I just want to go hang out all night, chill. And then, like, we do the young adults group and stuff. So I'm around 18, 19, 20 year olds all the time. So it's just a little weird to say, oh, I'm going to be a mom.
Yeah. Well, FYI, you are still young. And so you're.
Thank you.
And you know what? Young is a frame of mind.
It really is.
So do we know boy, girl yet? Or
yes, it is a girl, and I'll give you the exclusive here.
Oh, wait a minute. We got the exclusive, people. Woo! All right, here we go.
All right, her name is Quinn. So we haven't posted her name yet. So yes,
okay.
Her name
you is heard Quinn. It first right here.
Yeah, we're really That's excited.
Awesome. Well, For the people that aren't familiar with your music and your work, you know, this show is all about, you know, hip hop and pop and rock and, you know, a Christian, obviously. So the crux of it, the meat of it is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. So
yes.
I would like, if you don't mind, just sharing with people, how did you come to the Lord?
Oh, definitely. So I grew up in the church. I grew up in Houston, Texas, in the Bible Belt. Everybody says they love Jesus. Everybody goes to church on Sunday. And so I thought I was a believer, but throughout high school, I was just kind of doing my own thing while still going to youth group, but still like acting kind of crazy. Sure. And honestly, I had heard the gospel before, but I think with a lot of young people who grow up in church, you feel like you hear the gospel for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it hits your heart, it hits your mind in a new way, to where it's not just a knowledge that Jesus is real, because I mean, even the demons know that God is real, mm-hmm. but they don't love mm-hmm. him, they don't obey mm-hmm. him. So I think it hit my heart in a way that's like, wow, God is to be worshiped. God mm-hmm. is to be followed. God is to be pursued. God is to be known personally. And so when I was around, I want to say around 17, that's whenever I truly came to the Lord and mm-hmm. gave my life to him. But of course, you know, you're still young, so you still yeah. got a lot to work on. He's still a little crazy working it out.
Well, shoot, I'm still working it. And I'm 20. Yeah. I'm 21 and I'm still working these things.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this real quick. When that hit, that realization of who Jesus really, really was hit you, was there any level of understanding or conviction of sin that was incorporated with that? Or
definitely. Mm-hmm. I think you go from thinking, whenever you just have a regular just head knowledge of the Bible, sin equals bad. You mm-hmm. go to, no, sin is against a holy and beautiful mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
And so the realization becomes deeper than just like, I have done some bad things. Because I mean, we do, you know, bad is like a relative term. But whenever you say like, sure. I have sinned against God, and the weight of that lays on your heart and hits you. And then the weight that God wants to forgive me and love me and have a relationship with me, despite the fact that I don't deserve it. Yeah, that's really big. That's world changing. That's life changing in an eternal sense.
Now, so you come to the Lord around, you said like 16?
17, yeah.
17. Were you doing music before this time or?
No. I think I've always enjoyed writing poetry and I've always enjoyed music, but I wasn't like pursuing music at all. So I had never made any music or anything at that point.
Okay. And then, you know, obviously, you know, I'm familiar with you when you came on the scene with Sticks and Stones and the shaved head.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, who is this chick? She is just coming out blazing, yeah. you know? And
the
project was banging and, obviously hip hop influence there.
Definitely.
What were some of your hip hop influences?
Well,
growing up.
Yeah. So I grew up in Houston. So I mean, every other radio station is hip hop, R&B, rap. So I think just in general, anything on the radio, I love to watch 106 in Park. I love to like see the new music videos coming out. I think particularly I was really into Sierra. She was like big at the time. Like I remember One Two Step. Hey, I was like, that's my jam. I really liked Missy Elliott. She was just like groundbreaking and she was amazing. So I'm trying to think back to that particular time. I really liked singing also. So like more in the R&B, there wasn't many like female rappers to look up to, like nowadays in the mainstream and in Christian hip hop, there's way more females to, you know, girls that are doing it. But back then, really, it was 99% men rapping.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And all of that. So I just liked more like Neo, listening to like, I'm so sick of love songs. I was like, hey, that's my jam.
Yeah. You're a rapper. I consider you a rapper. I think you got an amazing cadence. And obviously you got that rhythmic timing that's there. So, I mean, obviously that ties back to that hip hop culture from Texas. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Totally. So you also, you know, you have this heart for young women and ministering to them. What would you say for the girls that are listening today to the show? You know, if there's one message that you could speak to them, to the young women of the next generation, because mm-hmm. that's what this show is all about. Mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. want to influence the next generation, because yes. I believe that the enemy is going hard at it.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're going to impact, we need to go hard at it, too. Yes. So what's the message that you would say to the young women listening to the show today?
Definitely. It's hard because you go, you want to go into, like, I don't know, I want 100 different amazing things about the Lord I want to say. But if I were to say I can only give you one impactful thought to take away, it would be to be a part, and not just attend on a Sunday morning, but be a part of your local church. Because more than you listening to one of my YouTube videos where I teach a chapter of the Bible, or listening to some Christian hip hop music, which those can encourage you and be great. But when you are locked into a church locally and you have people who know your heart, who know your walk, you have the chance to be discipled. You're being poured into spiritually multiple times a week. That's where you're going to grow. That's where you're going to have the help and the strength you need to fight and overcome sin and to pursue Christ and to obey the Lord by
he tells
us to serve his church. So it's not even just about going and getting, but it's like, how can you serve? How can you be the hands and feet of Christ? So I would say, if you are not deeply committed to a local church, get on that.
That's so good. And I think one of the big words that you said in that whole spiel there was discipleship. You know, and I mean, I just, it's a burden for me. I avidly believe in discipling people and being discipled. And oh, by the way, there's this book I read that said, go therefore and make disciples. I don't know. I mean, it's what I read.
It changed my life when I read it.
I mean, it's crazy, man. So back to the music, let me ask you something. Being part of the industry, I mean, you've made some huge waves. What are some of the hardest parts of the music industry for you? And what are some of the funnest parts of music to you?
Definitely. So for me, I think personally, one of the hardest parts is not living around other artists. I think whenever you live in close proximity, like you see like 116 Click, you see you just see like artists that are together and are friends, and they can jump in the studio together and encourage each other and make art together and make content, which is a really big deal for growth. It helps them to grow and it helps them to connect and network. And so me, I don't like live around a bunch of Christian hip hop artists. So I think that would be one of the hardest things for me. I think one of the most fun things as an artist is probably getting to travel. I mean, I know we just had COVID, so it was like a year of nothing almost for a lot of artists because there were no concerts and stuff. But the week before America locked down, I was actually in Scotland, in Paris, and in London doing shows out there. So was really fun. Yeah. So just the opportunity to get to travel, like going all over the U.S., getting booked at different churches and getting to see like different people and how, you know, they're encouraged in the Lord and their cultures and their how their youth groups work and, you know, things like that. That's fun.
That's interesting. So over when you're overseas and you're seeing all these things, what are some of the similarities and what are some of the unique things that you saw?
Definitely. I mean, similarities would be all the people who are always putting on the events. They have a similar heart where they want to reach young people for the Lord, and they see that music is an amazing outlet to do that. Young people, like, we love music and the lyrics. And if we can have fun and hear a good message, we're more likely to take it in. We're more likely to listen. And so just seeing that no matter where it is in the U.S. or different places around the world, music impacts people's hearts and minds, which is why I chose it in music in the first place. Because it just has like a, I don't know, deeper connection. And what was the other part of the question? Sorry.
And what are some of those unique things that you've seen overseas? Unique things.
I think the unique thing would be maybe just like how differently, like, for example, in Scotland, there's not, I think it's like 1% Christian. Don't quote me on that. Maybe look it up. But it's like not many Christians. So it's more of an outreach to unbelievers. That was, we went into the schools. We got to share the gospel, which was cool because here you can't go into schools and talk about Christ and pray.
You pray in school, you'll get arrested, right?
Right. So over there, we were able to like jam out, share the straight up gospel, pray for them, talk to them about the Lord. So that was cool. But it was definitely more missional in the sense of like to unbelievers than it was here. I feel like in America, whenever youth groups bring us out, it's majorly to encourage those who would claim to be believers already.
So let me ask you this. You've kind of already hinted at this, but what is your ultimate goal with your music and your ministry?
Ultimate goal. Well, I think it's morphed over the years. Like when I was signed to labels, the goal was, you know, to do the label thing, to get bigger, to do the bigger shows and things like that. Just on like the business side of it, I guess. Not to take away from the mission being the heart of it. Like if I didn't care about reaching people for Christ, I just wouldn't make Christian music. But I think right now the goal in this next season of music that's going to come out is more so to take what the Lord has brought me through in the last year and use it not only as an outlet for myself artistically and emotionally, but to encourage people with very specific things that I couldn't have encouraged them with 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I think I want to make some like serious song. I mean, still like fun, but more like R&B route, acoustic route, serious, just like deeply looking at like how the Lord has just been working in me.
Well, I think you can deeply do that with rap, and I think you're a really good rapper, so rap as much as you humanly possibly can, okay?
Okay, I'm bringing it out.
Quick question, favorite scripture?
Oh no, you're gonna make me look it up. How's it gonna be my favorite scripture and I'm not gonna be able to quote it correctly?
Hey, you know what? Paul the Apostle will say somewhere it is written. And he was quoting the book of Genesis.
Somewhere it is written. Okay, let me pull it up. I think it's 1 Corinthians 13. One second. Okay. Boom. 1 Corinthians 13:12 has been my favorite probably for like over 10 years. It says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." So it's pretty much just talking about, because we live in a fallen world, because we're broken people, we love the Lord, but we don't fully see his glory and we don't fully get to grasp his goodness. But then talking about in eternity, we will be face to face with the Lord. And so if there's any times where it's been crazy hard in life, like anxiety, depression, mother passing away, just hard, anything hard, I remember that like one day I get to see my Savior face to face, and I only know him in part, but I will know him fully, even as I have been fully known. So there's a day to come where even on your best day with Jesus, where you feel so close to him, it's nothing compared to eternity.
Come on. Amen. No, that's so good. What's your daily devotional look like?
I think it depends on a couple factors. If I'm like teaching or if I'm doing a Bible study that day, something like with the church or with the young adults ministry that we run, then I kind of let that be a part of it. But if it's by myself, I'm reading through the Old Testament right now personally. So reading through the Old Testament, doing some study on that, and just kind of taking in the stories and the testimonies of God's faithfulness. Because I think a lot of times we focus on the New Testament, but I just tweeted this the other day. It takes the whole Bible to make a whole Christian. And so I would encourage you guys, look at God's faithfulness in the Old Testament. Like, he's always been good, and his plan has always been to save and redeem people. Like, he loves us.
So good. Amen.
Yeah.
So what is next for Hillary Jane?
Next, I would say have this baby.
Okay, there you go.
I would say finish. I have many, many songs written. I'm trying to find the best production, but I have a couple collabs that I want to get finished.
Oh, did you hear that? Producers, if you're listening, she's looking for production. Get your game straight.
Hit me up. So, yeah. And then I definitely would love to put out an EP or like just a smaller project next. So, yeah, hopefully that can be like end of the year, beginning of the year. That would be a goal of mine.
Well, I am looking forward. We've been playing your music all day today. We're going to play much, much more because it's amazing and you're amazing. And I love your heart and that you're using your gifts and your talents for Jesus, because that's what it's all about. That's what this life is all about. And Hillary, if somebody's listening today and they don't know Jesus, they don't have the foggiest clue. They've never given their life to Jesus, or maybe somebody is backslidden and struggling. Would you just give them that opportunity to come and meet the Lord for the first time, or for, you know, get it right?
Definitely, definitely. So the gospel is this. It's so simple a child can understand it, yet it's so deep that we can never plumb the depths of it, is that we are fallen and we are broken and we are sinful, and God is holy and he is perfect and he is not. And therefore we are separated from him, but in his goodness and his loving kindness, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, who is God, to pay the debt that we owe for our sins. So you could pay it for yourself in eternity, or you can turn to Christ, believe in him, repent of your sin, and let him pay for your sin and be eternally right with God. So at the end of the day, we need to be right with God. And the only way to do that is by repenting of sin, believing in Jesus Christ. And you can have joy forever, not just eternally, but here today. You don't have to be broken anymore.
Amen. Well, guys, if you're listening today, you heard that, you know, that's what it's all about. Getting your life right, giving your life to Jesus Christ. If you want to contact Hillary Jane or look her up, you can find her on Instagram. She got a website. Of course, she's on YouTube, Spotify. Am I leaving out anything, Hillary?
No, everywhere. Just look it up. Whatever works for you. Whatever works for you, I'm there.
Whatever works. All right. Hey, thank you so much for being on the show. And I can't wait to hear more new music from you. You have amazing rest of the year, and go get that baby hymn.
Thank you. Have a great day.
God bless you. Peace.
Bye. Never let it fall.
sometimes in life, you get one shot. Question is, what you gonna do with it?
We gon' kill him!
About to kill him on home. About to kill him on home. On the track, game time, start on the cross, hang time. One-on-one with that sample, fuss up with the wind, come fuss them, I'm nothing, makes me stronger with it. Woo! Yeah, lessons I'm learning, these bitches I'm turning, I'm burning for him. Woo! Yeah, chopping like I'm pumping these caddies, I'm not giving in. Gifted and lifted, my life has been shifted, and now I'm conditioned to go to the end. Finish the race, setting the pace, writing these lyrics, I'm letting my pen. Out of that lava, working like Java. If you were asking, I'm living for passion and not gonna stop. Kill it 100, now make that beat drop. Woo! Yeah, about to kill it 100. 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 About to kill it 100.
This here by the Holy Spirit. Woo. Driven, living with no fear. Yeah. Living Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah. That rugged cross, keep me near. Woo. Hop up on the mic, kill it, fill it with the power, healing all my broken. Yeah. Pieces that don't keep me focused. This right here done got me chosen. Give me the microphone, hopping up in the middle with the venom that'll kill me. The lyrics that I'm ripping, yeah. Whipping it up with the gang, gang. Lifting up the king, let the world do the same thing. Woo. Sin had me locked up like the chain gang. But your boy broke out of the slave thing. Now I'm living for the reason, got me spitting hot fire to the youth, light them up. Like bang, bang, bang.
About to kill it 100.
Yeah, yeah. Kill it, kill it, kill it.
About to kill it 100.
Kill it, kill it, kill it.
About to kill it 100.
Yeah, yeah. Kill it, kill it, kill it.
About to kill it 100.
Kill it, 100. Kill it, kill it, kill it.
About to kill it 100.
Yeah, yeah. Kill it, kill it, kill it.
About to kill it 100.
Kill it, 100. Kill it, kill it, kill it.
About to kill it 100. This is your moment, this is your time. Focus your spirit, focus your mind. Whoa, the line, no turning back. Lead that pack or get left behind. Woo, yeah, beat this beat into submission, that is my mission. Make it tap out, make it pass out. Passing out gloves, you can catch my vision.
Vision.
This is so fishing. Get your hook with the hook, now listen. I see you condition, but your condition is just needing some switching. Woo, not just cardio. Yeah, cause that heart is old. You need to renew. Come to the sun before your time is through. Yeah, about to kill it 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. About to kill it 100.
Kill it, 100.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. About to kill it 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. About to kill it 100.
Kill it, 100.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. About to kill it 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. About to kill it 100.
Kill it, 100.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. About to kill it 100.
Cameras on me. Anywhere I walk, you know they shot it. What it's gonna be? All up in my grill, cause you know I'm talking. I'll make you feel any way that you want it. Shine like diamonds, cause you know I'm flawless. Gucci, I got Prada, Balenciaga on my feet. Can't hear when you're talking. All this money next to me. Is this life that I'm living? Caught up in sin and think I need someone to fill up these feelings.
Everywhere I go.
say this round world is really running fast. Hillary, Jane, Clinton, presidential flag, broke top, all exclusive, VIP package. 10 is the trend, I'm all in. Chase and the win for the win, win. My conscience became conscious.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay up, but most definitely pray up. God bless. Peace.
Good afternoon, friends. This is David Francoeur. I'm a producer here at WCNO. As some of you may have noticed, we were off the air for a while, but blessed, thanks be to God that he's got us back on the air. But because of the fact that J-Dub 561 did not play in its entirety, we are going to re-air this program at 3 p.m. today. So if you missed the biggest part, especially